Yeah, Pine Grove mit New Friends. Und der Evan von Pine Grove ist jetzt hier. Und bei Pine Grove, da weiß man ja schon aus New Jersey, da hört man nämlich ganz viele Bands, die man so vielleicht auch in den letzten 20 Jahren gerne gehört hat, wie zum Beispiel auch Wilco oder Built to Spill, um jetzt nur mal so ein paar zu nennen. Aber die machen jetzt nicht nur so eine Kopie von dem Sound, den man vielleicht so in den 90ern auch gut fand. Nee, sie bringen auf jeden Fall auch Post-Punk mit Emotion ins 21. Jahrhundert. Und der Evan, der ist jetzt hier von der Band Pine Grove. Hi, welcome, Evan.
Hello, thank you.
So my first question was, have you been to Europe? And we talked a bit in advance. So you went on tour in last fall.
Mm-hmm.
So you went to Berlin?
That's right. Yeah. Uh-huh. And we were struggling to recall the name of the venue, unfortunately. But it was such a great, experience. We had an awesome time. But that's sort of, you know, like when we're in the States, I have a pretty involved hand with our routing and the places we like to go. But out here, I'm not a specialist at all. And so everything is so new that it's kind of tough to remember the experiences.
Yeah, sure, you know? I can imagine. Mm-hmm. But you will play also in a quite new club, which is called Musik und Frieden, Music and Peace,
yes,
tonight.
All right, we support that.
Yeah.
Those are basically our two top two item points on the agenda.
Yeah, we agree with that. Mm-hmm. So before you play some tracks, unreleased tracks as well?
Yeah, I might do one new song.
Okay, cool. So I'd like to get some questions. On Bandcamp, so where I got a first impression by yours, honest, you describe yourself and that you are working hard at the work in the promotion of introspective partying. Introspective partying. That sounds to me that there's someone who's sitting at home thinking about the things that happened emotionally or something.
Yeah.
And there's something going on inside. So how can you describe what you meant with this expression?
Sure. Well, it is meant in one way a little bit goofy, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, because it seems on the surface like maybe an oxymoron. But I think that there is something to it. We want our music to be introspectively engaged, but also cathartic and pointing outwards and pointing socially and socially conscious and when it comes to it, humanist.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the idea. And so if we can define party as humans getting together and celebrating, then that is our aim. But hopefully we can combine that with introspection.
Yeah, I like the idea behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face another one. So you're playing tonight at Musik und Frieden. Is there anything you do in advance before you go on stage? So, because you are playing with several guys in your band, it's not only
right?
You.
Right. Well, we, you know, I think that one of the main rituals, if you could even call it that, are that we just like to spend time together before the show, basically hanging out, joking around, kind of like in sort of a hyped up or performative way, just to get ourselves excited and ready for it. Have a meal, a beer or two. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I take a nap, especially towards the beginning of a tour like this when I'm still acclimating to the time change, which was a challenge for me this time.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but
it's hard from going from west to east, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, that's
it's harder
what they say.
Than going vice versa, or
mm-hmm.
what's your experience?
Yeah, when I was coming from Seattle, where my girlfriend lives.
Even 9 hours.
Yeah, even, right, even further, even
uh-huh.
further.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to play two songs live right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to start with one. Which is it?
Sure. I would like to play Aphasia.
Mm-hmm, okay. Kurzes Tuning noch. Ist ja live.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to do a sound check here?
Yeah, sure. Sounds great.
Great.
Okay, liebe Leute, hier jetzt Pine Grove live bei der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Okay, here we go.
So satisfied, I said a lot of things tonight. So long, aphasia, and the ways it kept me hiding. It's not so much exactly all the words I used. It's more that I was somehow down to let them loose. So complicated, I can't wait to get explaining. You're listening to Stand It Out since I've been crying. So long aphasia and the ways it kept me hidden. So long the silent nerves and hesitant oblivion. You came and sent me out unfurling in the street. And I felt unprecedented confidence in speaking. Just stick around, I'm thinking things will be alright. Newly delivered, won't you live with me tonight? Something tonight was such a letdown on my pride. It takes a part of me, I don't got to take some things in stride. I pace around the place so quiet in myself. Awake the next and see my silence when unfelt. Just when I thought I had this pattern sorted out, apparently my ventricles are full of doubt. Now, no, things go wrong sometimes, don't let it freak you out. But if I don't have you by me, then I'll go underground. Nah, but what you got was in your reaches all along. Plus one day you'll be reaching for me and I'll be gone. So, to help remind myself, I wrote this little song. One day I won't need your love. One day I won't define myself by the one I'm thinking of. And if one day you won't need it, then one day you won't need it.
Ich mache mal ein bisschen Applaus. Draußen ist auch ein bisschen applauslos. Ja, Pinegrove sind zu Gast. Evan hat gerade Solo gespielt. Heute Abend sind sie natürlich mit einer ganzen Band auf der Bühne im Musik und Frieden. Um 19 Uhr ist Einlass, 20 Uhr geht's los. Aber jetzt wollte ich auch noch mal ein bisschen zu Pinegrove gehen. Evan, when it comes to your band, yeah, lots of people say, oh, that reminds me of bands 20 years ago, like Built to Spill and Wire and all this stuff. So is it really, do you enjoy this kind of comparisons, or do you think, hey, what's wrong with you guys? We are doing completely different music. So,
well, I am a fan of that sort of stuff, but I don't really consider myself that well listened to 90s rock.
But
to
you wear a Radiohead shirt.
Oh, well, that's certainly true. Yeah, and that's almost the reason, because I was listening to Radiohead at the exclusion of all else. So, I mean, yes, certainly, like, there are great songs by Built to Spill or, you know, by Modest Mouse. And I think that in a certain way we are in the tradition of tangly guitar rock, we could maybe put it. But I think it's more a similarity in instrumentation than it is in songwriting. I mean, I consider myself, a narrative songwriter, and so maybe something like like the Beatles or Tom Petty or, you know, I love the songwriter Gillian Welch, mm-hmm. too, who is a folk country, experimental folk artist, contemporary artist. And she's taught me all sorts of things about mood and texture and how to tell a story and how to tangle those guitars just as much as those bands from the 90s might have.
Uh-huh. But when I listened to Old Friends, so I had to look it up on the internet, the lyrics, I didn't get them while listening to them. So sometimes it's easier for non-natives to see the words that you're using. And I thought, oh, there's someone who's describing every single moment which goes through the brains or something. So when did it start that you are focusing or seeing things so special or can describe them afterwards? So.
Well, thank you. That's a huge compliment. And I think it's my intention that people, at least the first few times through, do listen with the lyrics in front of them. So I think that that's exactly how I hoped it might happen. So I'm really happy to hear that. I mean, that's kind of an impossible question to answer. The songwriting is a mysterious process, and I aim to do it as well and as acutely as I can for, for my sensibilities. These songs, I think any artist, for any artist, their greatest tool is their own taste and their own sensibilities. So I'm trying to design these songs to my standards, and of course I have higher standards for myself than anybody else might, and but I do try to listen, and I consider myself influenced by novelists, by fiction and short stories, and poetry almost as much as music. For a couple of years after I graduated, there weren't really any new tunes that I was excited about, but I was reading a lot, and my brain was just totally cracked open with excitement for fiction, modernist fiction and contemporary or postmodernist stuff, including Virginia Woolf. I think maybe reading The Waves right around that time helped me discover some of the textures language can make. But then also I read Infinite Jest by David Foster Wallace around then, and other of his works. And maybe even that was kind of around when I was reading Ben Lerner too, Leaving the Atocha Station. And both of these voices, Lydia Davis also, they have a very casual approach. Mm-hmm. And I think I was deeply influenced by that, recognizing that that these artists could, they could project a really smart and engaged personality while also being casual, conversational, honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unpretentious.
Don't lose the ground or going somewhere else. Ja, auf jeden Fall hört man das seinen Texten an, wenn ihr mal Zeit habt, vielleicht heute Abend nicht beim Konzert, aber auf jeden Fall mal sich die Texte auch noch von Pine Grove ansehen. So, when we were talking about Cardinal, we always said that's the debut album, so, but actually, here in Europe, it's the debut thing, but you released lots of records in advance. You did a mixtape with live recordings and all this stuff. And you put out recently a live album in January. Am
yes,
I wrong?
That's
in
right.
January. And to support the Southern Poverty Law Center. So do you give all proceedings to them, or what's the idea behind it?
Yeah, well, I think I mentioned earlier that we consider Pine Grove a humanist project, and we want to make sure that we're using our platform wisely. I've got a microphone, right? So I'm gonna talk about the things that are important to me, and there are a lot of people who are deeply under attack right now in the United States and across the world, and so it was our aim to try to counteract that in any modest way we could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can look it up on Bandcamp, don't you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so somebody told me that there's going to be a new album in the close future or something's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a clue?
Yeah, well, we're I have a big batch of new songs that we're excited to start arranging, and we'll be moving up to upstate New York, actually, and we're going to have a house that hopefully sounds good to make music in and is comfortable to live and write in. That's the plan. So maybe May, June, July, mm-hmm. August, we'll be recording, and then who knows, maybe early next year.
So we might have back album. Quite soon.
I hope so. Yeah.
Okay, bevor wir jetzt gleich noch einen unveröffentlichten Song von ihm hören, würde ich mal sagen, hey, ihr habt doch bestimmt heute Bock zu Pine Grove zu gehen, ins Musik und Frieden. Dann greift mal schnell zum Hörer. Um 19 Uhr geht's los. 20 Uhr ist dann auch richtig Beginn. Greift einfach zum Hörer und wählt 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2000 9000, wenn ihr heute Abend zu Pine Grove gehen wollt, ins Musik und Frieden. So, and we'll listen to another track by yours. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go.
Your tuning is right?
I'm okay. Okay, yep. Okay. Thank you. No drugs and alcohol today.
Yeah, thank you, Pine Grove. Heute zu Gast bei der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Evan hat Solo gespielt. Ja, und jetzt müsst ihr hingehen. Die Tickets sind weg, aber es gibt bestimmt auch noch ein paar an der Abendkasse im Musik und Frieden. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
So, and we'll see us in 365 days again?
Yes, hopefully sooner.
So, hopefully sooner. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Und jetzt weiter mit The XX.